wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, more and poverty. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and this is June 30th, 2013. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Hello, everybody. Hello, new listeners, and the process of where we are in terms of the world as we see it, there's a little thing I wanted to mention that it's going to be going on in the bigger world. It's called a Species Translation Challenge, and this is being put on by the Industrial Methodology for Process Verification and Research. And the purpose of this is to determine the process of human biology as predictors from in vitro rodent models. This is, in other words, you're using animal parameters to determine human work. There are going to be 54 teams from America, Asia, and Europe. I'll be on the American team. And this is, it'll include scientists from IBM and Philip Morris International Research and Development in Nectral, Switzerland. And the purpose is to develop if there is any connection that can be carried forth in human research from interspecies protein transfers, because our genes are changing on the Earth. And we're no longer adapting to the Earth, not because of some bogus environmental climate change or the process of it. Those are all front organization concepts and bogus models. To determine a species-specific network to find out if we can have a gene expression, which is called phosphorylation, and, of course, the cytokine data, which I've talked about from the very beginning of the show. And, of course, this will have to do with the contamination of water and food, the change of gene structures by governments, and how we can stop that and promote how to change the food production and the optimized biofuel genetic code. So the idea is to have humans continue on the Earth rather than the humans destroyed by sterilants in the drinking water, as has been proposed by the Obama administration of Dr. John Holdren. The center of these teams will be, these teams are depicted as the top scientists and the brightest minds that can be done. There's a 14-year-old boy, by the way, from Italy that'll be on one of these teams. He's a double genius. As an example, this will be held in Athens, Greece, in October to present the work. And a Species Translation Challenge will be the first moment of determining the ecosystem restoration by the brightest minds in the world to put forth, can we develop a computational biology system to save the planet? We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Showtime!
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
This is Parker Pathways, and Dr. Wynn Parker, and wanted to mention a Supreme Court decision that didn't get as much play. This is a decision 5-3 vote by the Supreme Court to say that the Federal Trade Commission can sue pharmaceutical companies for potential antitrust violations, and it's the idea is to increase the number of generic drugs in the marketplace. However, in order to do that, it has now been given over to the Federal Trade Commission to give a credence of a ruling on a lower federal court system. In other words, it's a violation of the Constitution of the United States by the Supreme Court in terms of being able to determine the process of generic drugs being made in a particular way. In other words, not only has the Supreme Court interfered with the family value system and the development of the family system, it has taken and twisted the Constitution to dictate in the process of the what is called the invariant footprint within the electronic medical record, the use of various drugs that can be used as a generic version. Now, the Federal Trade Commission against Actavis is the case that Actavis is a payment by a company called Solvay Pharmaceuticals. And now Solvay Pharmaceuticals, they hold the patent on testosterone gel, which is an androgel. It represents, and the idea is to pay another company to keep them from making a generic drug for a period of time, because it would affect the brand name. That is the theme of that case. In other words, instead of having a Supreme Court rule on the process of the determination of the patent law, they have now distorted the Constitution of the United States to say that the process of the Federal Trade Commission, which they did, this is the second time in 4 weeks they did it. They did it on the Medtronic decision. They did it on the genetic determination test for BRCA1, BRCA2, which is a clear violation of the Constitution of the United States in their ruling. And the thing comes down to the fact is said that Judge Stevens said to improve the care of patients, clinical trial data, protocols, and results need to be made more widely available and shared for the public benefit under the rules of the Federal Trade Commission. So, in other words, we have a system here that saying that in the continuation of the Judge Stevens' majority, saying that the court, by a quote, examining the size of the payment, will be able to assess its likely anti-competitive effects, along with its potential justifications, without litigating the validity of the patent. So, in other words, what they've done is taken the patent law out of the jurisdiction of the patent law system in the Constitution and placed it within the process of the Solvay decision on the testosterone pump, of which I happen to know a lot about. So it's joined, and to top it off, Justice Breyer's decision is joined by Anthony Kennedy, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Ellen Kagan reversed the decision on 11 circuits of appeals since it had to be thrown out of the FTC case. So this socialist Sotomayor, you know, that was appointed by Obama, the socialist went again. I cannot be more furious in the terms of the fact of working the concept. And we have these do-gooders out here who think that they understand cancer. They write all of this junk in terms of the process, not understanding the process of the cancer, what's developed from it, and how we even understand it, which we don't in the terms of the thing, but the research that's being done is very important. So what they did, they put this under government control through the Federal Trade Commission. Let's give you some reality checks. You know, I've never held from you the total position of the truth. The moniker for this station is "You Can Handle the Truth," and I add the sentence, "I hope you can." The whole thing comes down to the fact that if you have a situation which is called patient two, now this is patient two is an exquisite situation who underwent biopsies in terms to determine his cancer's evolution from its first appearance to the last mutation. It's the only record that had prostate. Patient 2 was one of 8 people that had prostate cancer at Christopher Hoban's at the University of Melbourne, Australia. And if you look at the process of this and you determine that you can have a determination of a whole genome sequencing the RNA signals of methylation, of a technique where the genes have been switched on and off, and you determine from those sequences of biopsy from patient two, is the fact that the genetic makeup of these different mutations change randomly to develop resistance in certain cases. So in other words, you can have genetic diversity is a reason that the cancer is cancer. So the whole process, what's been learned, is yes, it is genetic signals, but the cells are developing other signals to change the genetic code of life itself. That's what's from patient two. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact that this is the same thing as, let's say, that you discovered a new planet, an exoplanet. That's how big this information is from patient two. Or let's say that you develop a process to develop a drug that does work in terms of the generic end, but now it's being controlled by the government. And who has that process of the Federal Trade Commission? It is directed into the death panel. You think about this. You think about what's going on in the terms of the process. It's absolutely an insult to the intelligence every day to hear stories, as far as I'm concerned, to hear stories that people don't have a clue. They're talking about the whole process that the government's collecting bullets. Of course they are. What do you think this is? Do you think this is some kind of freedom country? It's not. It's a republic, yes. But what do you have? You have the President of the United States today, as we speak, has already made the determination in West Africa of the future process of the power grid for the world. And to change the process of the power grid for the world. And to change the process of human medicine for the world. And change the process of the determination of the diagnostics for the world. He didn't know the word diagnostics in the first term when he went to office. I can't be more furious. I cannot be more furious. You know, the process of the determination, let's say you want to reduce the risk of dying from any type of cancer by 30%, you take aspirin. The basis of the fact that the anti-inflammatory drug on the base of the 82 milligrams. And, of course, it's not only for the heart, it's for the rest of it. And in the process, you have riots going on in the street. Save our thing. We don't want to have a DNA bank. And in the process, well, then tell them to take your children out of the hospital before they take the blood. Tell them to change the 21-page Obamacare petition that you have to sign and answer the questions concerning the very subject that I'm putting forth at the table on Parker Pathways, the second hour. This is a takeoff of year three when I was on this station. I told you, I gave you the actual chemistry of how they were changing the genetic code through the water and the food. You go to your store, you buy food, you buy fruit, you buy the process of the greenery. Take a sniff of it first before you buy it. You can smell the irrigated sewage water that's been used at the center of the green. Take peaches. Have you bought some peaches lately? The process of the fact that you can have internal water diminishing by 35% through Central California, which grows most of it, over 33% of the food for the earth, not anymore. Why? Because we're growing it in what they call the trade-off of the Mexican treaties. And the fact that you buy it from Chile or you buy it from the other parts of the thing, where you have radioactive water in the process of the whole system from the Chernobyl power plant of the nuclear waste and cloud that's there. You can't make cheese from France anymore without having radioactive cheese. You can't get it from Chile. You've been to Mexico lately? Mexico hasn't changed from the days of yore. I can remember my first trip to Mexico, and the thing, I come in, and the thing is a poor scraggly cow that was out in the middle of Timbuktu, no place. Friendly people, though, it was different. Nobody had big drug runs or do the thing. Nice people. You ever read, you know, the process? And we made a treaty. The President Clinton signed a treaty on the Texas Highway, and the process of this is the way we were going to have our food imported in the United States. Go to the center of the peach tree and the process of the fruit that's coming in and smell it. It'll rot right in front of you. And guess what? In the terms of the seed production and the process of the plant, is the same genetic code change of the mutation that you find in patient two. Wake up, everybody. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Showtime.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker, and I stand by the process of development of various events that have happened in the world. Because of time restraints in the second hour, I just want to mention that the whole process of determination of a medical device under Obamacare to pay another tax, 3.8% above the tax on a medical device, is to me insulting. And I'm shocked, not surprised, that the Congress of the United States of America has not done one thing, not one thing. They talk about, well, let's say, if we cut the money for the process of the Obamacare, why then that, stop Obamacare? Ignoring the fact that the only way that you can stop the death penalty is the fact that you have to go to Congress to get 2/3 vote in the House and 2/3 vote in the Senate in terms of voting out the death penalty, the IPAB. Now, wake up, everybody. No one's doing that. Instead, we have an immigration bill which has enormous flaws. And at the same time, to be told that the process of having human skin cells and the process of developing stem cells is a medical device because it's grown on a scalar. In other words, these are bone cells that are put in a bioreactor, and they're a process where you take bone, you can repair bone injuries, you can now grow new tissue in terms of new organs, and you can have the process where you take the skin cells from human skin cells into bone and then implant it in mice whose bodies are going to accept that, and it's a preliminary step in creating replacement bones and the process of bone that is being used for the depletion system of the stem cell. They're called megakaryocytes. And because the bone cells are placed on a scaffold-like structure, which is a collagen frame, it's made from cow's bone, to grow the cells. And because that's a scaffold, a thing that's considered a medical device. Now, I'm going to formally complain in an amicus curiae brief again. Here we go. We helped change a lot of things on this show. We've changed the dimensional portion of generic definition of drugs. We've changed the process of the United Nations accepting contaminated water as a part of a lethal weapon. We've disclosed in terms and helped change the process of the Supreme Court and elected as one of the 167 amicus curiae briefs in the BRCA 1 and BRCA 2 breast case, which was an abomination. And 11 of what we put forth in Parker Pathways has been disseminated in this country. We have over 90 activated groups in this country who have the guts to go in front of city councils and ask and determine how the United Nations is running their processes. And we also have a movement going on with listeners in terms that are in the process of had them, their animals and their loved ones killed by water and the person that they contaminated food, who are now starting to think in terms of the process of even saving their own sperm and ovum for the future generations because of the fact that they discovered that not only are we correct, but the process is coming into the development of the new hybrid human, which is necessary for the survival of the planet. And you think that everybody's talking about all this garbage about the fact they believe this, they believe that, they believe Jack. They believe Jack. They have no concept of the terms of what's really going on in terms of the, you take the girl, Sarah Monahan, who had to have a second lung transplant because she had a lung tissue rejection. So she got her second lung transplant, even though the second lung had pneumonia. Okay? Now, let's say that you, some of you listeners think that to be capitalistic is all part of a bad thing. You know? Well, ask Paula Deem about being capitalistic about something she said 30 years ago. What about at 8 p.m. New York time when the market closed, there was one company called Esmed. It's at a phase 3 clinical trial for a drug called Arikayce. Arikayce is a true Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and this is in cystic fibrotic lungs. It closed, it was $11.96 at the close. Announced a report, it's going to have results in the European and aeruginosa lung infections study by 7 a.m. Sunday, which is today. And because Asmet management, they're having their conference call to discuss the use of this drug for this girl that had her second lung and needs that drug, which has just been invented and put out there. She's not getting it because her carbon footprint isn't big enough. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Warren Parker, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwhi@sbcglobal.com. We have Richard from Washington. Richard, I hope you're still there.
I am, and very informative show, as always. I listen every week.
Thank you.
I would like to bring out is the fact that it's always kind of been the individual against the social suppression system, if you want to call it that, the herd mentality. We have a tendency as social animals to want to conform to the herd, that we do that unconsciously as well as consciously. And in that state, I wondered if you had read the works of Dr. Weston Price, Dr. Royal Lee, and Dr. Francis Pottinger, some of the early, and they were mostly dentists, people that were into the health of the human being.
Yeah, I've heard the, it's been on my reading list, and I know about it but off the top of my head because I'm into another space right now, but I do know exactly whom you're talking about.
Excellent, excellent. Well, the new concept is epigenetics, and there's Francis Pottinger, the summary of his studies was called Pottinger's Cats. There's a new book called Pottinger's Prophecy, which gets into the more modern technological updates of the Pottinger perspective of how heating and processing food, as Dr. Price pointed out, causes the problems. And that's really what I think people don't touch on is what we consider food. Most of what they believe is food is really a programming thing to get us into the social structure and actually enhance and increase the stress load, which I believe is the cause to all diseases.
Yeah, there's a thing about, I've done many shows on epigenetics and in terms of this, and what you're mentioning, of course, epigenetics is a very sophisticated form of genetics, genetic research. Of course, it's based on a jumping of a generation of genes, which I got into several months ago, and still every show I try to put a little piece in there. But what you just said on terms of the epigenetics, added that statement you just made, is very important because You see, that's what I'm talking about with Cass Sustin in terms of the fact of nudge, which I talked with Tara Richter in the first guest, is the fact that what we're being used for is really manipulation in the real world. I mean, we are being totally conned, manipulated, and destroyed. I mean, you've got the guy up there in your state, you know, a Microsoft fellow, and you know, he's saying, well, you know, vaccines will kill at least 15% of the population, and that's one of the goals. I mean, he says it, you know. So we're in some big life and death issues here, huge, and. No, we're in a lot of trouble, too. We're in a lot of trouble.
And I always bring to the fore the role of the individual, and that's cancer seems to be the buzzword now, but if you actually study what cancer is all about, you get a whole different picture. You find that it's a stress load thing. You're pointing out the water and the food and the whatever, but Dr. John Beard, really, he was a PhD chemist that was studying animal embryology, found out that basically the pancreas controlled cancer. Essentially, when you destroyed the pancreas or overtaxed it or whatever, you reduced the secretion of pancreatic enzymes, which triggered an acidic and a low oxygen, as Otto Warburg found
out.
That's
totally true. That's why I keep bringing up the cancer research in terms of biotechnology, too. And that was another thing that the Supreme Court took the liberty to have as a footnote. As a footnote on the terms of on the breast gene case, indicating that the artificial pancreas was essentially a medical device which didn't cover their jurisdiction. Well, there was nothing in the case that had to do with the genetic predisposition for the breast cancer, which is caused from polluted water, and they know it, and they had it in the other. Of course, that was one of my amicus curiae briefs. And this is why I keep bringing it, Richard. That's why I keep bringing up about the pancreas. And in fact, the artificial pancreas, as it sets up now in terms of the patent timeline, there's actually a movement within Congress to prevent a patent on the artificial pancreas. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's it. When you understand how the powers that be, if you want to call them the interbreeding sociopathic tribe, have destroyed true knowledge and disinformed us and used that their own knowledge that they have acquired
to control
us, that's you get a better picture of what's happening.
That's a good thing we have. It's a good thing we have RBN and folks like myself and your call and the rest of it pounding sand up somebody's rear. We're trying to give some knowledge out here, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Listen, I got to go, Richard.
I would close with two books. One's called Caesar's Messiah, which tells you how long we've been in trouble. Basically, they told us when they took over the year zero, we've been 2,000 years under their rule. And secondly, read the works of William Donald Kelly. He really tells you what cancer is all about and how to deal with that issue. Great show. Thanks a lot.
Okay, and thanks for calling, Richard. We have in terms of the process of water treatment, there's another process of which I'm doing a lot of research on to analyze some of the projects that are coming out of nanotechnology. And the process of the term nanosponges are forms of particles that have what they are supposed to do is to absorb toxins and bacteria and then supply within the body certain forms of medications that can be time-released and clocked by chip. And, of course, you have the environmental pollutants that are part of the environmental signals. And these are being used now in CERN of starving out cancer cells, and they actually block access to all the nutrient-rich cells. And then they're delivering these encapsulated chemotherapeutic drugs or antiviral medications within these nanosensors. Now, if you have a system, for instance, nanoparticles that can have silver particles to reduce the process of high-level attractive bacteria from being communicated with in patients, these are done by aluminal silicate. The aluminal silicates are nanoparticles that are made in such a way that they have their own chemical brain. And what happens is there's a new application which is called a nanosponge, and they're designed to take toxins from the environment, even in the bloodstream. And, of course, the real attack mechanism of methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, and Escherichia coli, even bee stings are not able to stay in the bloodstream with these new nanosponges. Now, where the process of development in the water quality system, there was engineered about 10 years ago at Los Alamos National Laboratory, the first real application of a nanosponge. And when we were developing these kinds of things, it was meant to be a process of absorbing life on other planets. In other words, that was the original idea. And, of course, there were two experiments the public doesn't know about, which I'm not even supposed to talk about, but I'll just give you clues. And I think, yes, there was life on other planets. Of course, the religious people have always maintained over the centuries, don't discuss life on other planets. And it's like people who go out and research UFOs and say they don't exist, and then come back and say, yeah, they do. But the thing is that the idea of absorbing toxins with these new nanosponges within the water system is being tested now at Rice University and Penn State University. And if you add, they have found that if you add boron in the manufacturing of a carbon nanotube, you can have a floating sponge that's a nanosponge. As we're talking about the width of four human hairs. The human hair runs 8 to 9 microns in thickness. So you can understand, you know, where you can't see that with the naked eye. So you have a floating sponge that can use up various forms of environmental spills. And, of course, you can have additions of iron. You can transfer the waterborne contaminants into less toxic forms. But the process of this is going to be the next development in terms of doing what I call in chloramine cause global health damage. I'm saying that the government at that time when I wrote that was in the year 2003, and it's copyrighted at that year. And that's on the homepage of RBN. And you have to go on the columns section and you click archives, and you'll see my name there. And then you click my name, and then the chloramine cause health damage will show up. Now, if you have a question of the nanosponge to be involved, it's in water. So you have to understand that the waterborne contaminant now is changing its gene signal on a peptase. In other words, you have the process of everything that's formed within the system is formed with a peptide-peptase system. So therefore, you now are changing the RNA system in the human being for real. Now, if you use the nanotechnology, and in other words, to take over the activated carbon and resin filters, which are not very efficient anyway. But the improvements in the technology of the nano sponge will be a part now of your body. And I'll be doing a lot of work on this and telling my listeners a lot of things about this. This is a very incredible subject, and it is also the forthright of China's intent of re-engineering and stealing patents, even my own, of which they are not going to get away with. China has built a system in Shanghai, a whole center. It covers 840 acres and just dedicated to this subject of nanosponge in water. They have attempted many thefts in terms of Shanghai and Technology Transfer Center, which have about 7,500 employees spread across laboratories, research institutes, offices, and all kinds of other foreign technology process of the nanosponge in terms of the nuclear technology and microelectronics. And every time I talk about this in the terms, I am being, my competition is over 900,000 patent substitutes who are being trained in China, whose whole job it is to be the first to file under the new patent law. That's what it is, first to file, it's not the first to invent. And to help file the United States of America on the control of the water system. You see, we sell our water to China. You know, of course you knew that, didn't you? We talked about it, and I'm not being facetious when I said it. Of course you do. We sell our water. We sell our process of what's called the substitute paper for gold. We substitute, they have now paper stocks in terms of our meat and fruit supply, which is sold to China. We now are owned by a little close to a third of the Chinese debt, which is a part of the $1.6 trillion that we're in debt to China. So I'm one of the people that they approach in terms of as one of the people of a very large team by Uncle Sam to turn over my knowledge of terms of the nano sponge for water, and I've given them the finger, and literally, physically, everything. That's the way I am. I know that. I'm not politically correct, and I'm not going to probably ever be. It's like Paula Deen says, you know, anything when they talked about her little predicament of something she said 30 years ago. And, you know, that's unfortunate. The lady really got herself in the bind because of the way the world looks today. Don't want the economics of your company to go to hell. So you say, screw you. We don't want to see you anymore. But the thing comes down to the fact is she made a comment, you know, I am what I am. And I was thinking about that. There's a lady that was born in the 40s and has a brother named Bubba. I mean, what the hell do you expect? You know, that's her culture. And it's the same thing that we're developing in this country is a wayward culture of not understanding what we need, but understanding what we want. And there's a vast difference. In other words, if you have the discovery of a Peruvian queen tomb was discovered in Peru, Chile. They've been working on that dig for a long time. Oh my God, they were digging that when I was there years ago. And the process, if you look at this magnificent queen tomb, you'll see the carvings on the baby's skulls into the intricate situations of the history of where they came from. And it's all in a great big circle. And in every case, the ancient language, which was almost a little bit before Sanskrit, which was one of the original languages, and it all talks about knowledge. and how the process of the knowledge is buried with that baby. It's very interesting. We'll see you at the other end of the break for the last few minutes of Parker Pathways on RBN.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
This is Parker Pathways. In the few minutes we had left, I want to do a little homework and house cleaning here. I want to, first of all, before we get out, I want to thank my producer. And from the bottom of my heart, it's just without the producer and the process, it's a great job today put on our show. It's a very difficult show, dancing through some incredibly difficult subjects. And I want to dedicate the show to America. You know, it's Happy Birthday, America, July 4th. And on July 4th, of course, Nancy Pelosi wants us to celebrate Obamacare as a terms of form of freedom. Of course, it's one of the most oppressive, socialistic, and close to Marxism program that's ever been devised in the history of the world. There are only three other times in the history of the world that anybody has documented a culture that has declined. It's all been based upon the process of the control of the water to Rome, which beat 210 years of Roman Empire. That was done by Hannibal. And Nancy Pelosi needs some real education in constitutional law. in my opinion. And that's Happy Birthday, America. And, of course, Lynch, the Democrat from Massachusetts, has made the statement, quote, we have, it's a constitutional right to thumb your nose at Congress, unquote. And this was relating to the IRS committee in terms of the process. There were seven Democrats and two Republicans that felt almost the same way. Also, you have Harry Reid, who is calling the Tea Party extremists, and we actually need moderates to vote. In fact, he wants to put have warfare against the Tea Party extremists. That's out of his own mouth. The United States government has put forth $1 million for children to be trained in Obamacare so that they can go home to their parents and tell them how wonderful the program really is, even with the progress of the carbon footprint, the development of electronic medical record, and the process of development, who lives and dies. They wanted last week an outstanding interview with the people who made Age of Champions, and this has to do with the award-winning documentary that about five athletes, 100-year-old, 86-year-old pole vaulter, people thinking they had such wisdom, it could blow your socks off. And they won awards at Silver Docks, at Austin Film Festival, Cambridge Film Festival, Dock Edge Film Festival. And they're going to be on PBS on July 6th. And our modest Parker Pathways show will be linked in message there on PBS. Will be on national television, I believe, on that in New York. So the whole thing, that's the little house cleaning that needs to be done for the moment to mention this. I'm glad that I want to give to my friends at the National Football League kudos. There are a couple of people I know there who turned away Obamacare education on National Football League when they show football to educate people on Obamacare. I want to give a great kudo to the fact of the great loves that make it possible for all this to happen. And my hat's off to you. We'll see you next week, 10 to 12 Central Time on RBN, and support the station. God bless America. See you next week.